New Jersey is lifting its ban on a best-selling book in two of the state's prisons. The move comes hours after the state chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union blasted the Department of Corrections for what it called an unconstitutional violation. WHYY's Joe Hernandez explains.
The 2010 bestseller, The New Jim Crow, written by attorney and legal scholar Michelle Alexander, explains how racial discrimination in the country's criminal justice system has led to scores of African-American men stuck behind bars. It's the kind of book you'd think an inmate might want to read, but for several years you couldn't get a copy of the book at the New Jersey State Prison in Trenton or the Southern State Correctional Facility in Delmont. Tess Borden, a staff attorney with the ACLU, confirmed the ban through a public record request that showed The New Jim Crow had been on a watch list for the prison's mailrooms since 2014. Borden says banning the book is especially problematic in New Jersey, which imprisons African Americans at a rate 12 times higher than it does white residents.
Which makes us the most racially unjust incarcerator in the entire United States. And for a prison, therefore, to ban a book that's precisely about that very racial injustice and mass incarceration is deeply disturbing and ironic.
Shortly after WHYY and other media outlets reported on the ban, the Department of Corrections lifted it. A statement from the NJDOC said it had never barred the book across the whole system. The state also plans to reevaluate its policy on banning books and to take a second look at all of its current lists of banned publications. Borden with the ACLU is happy with the NJDOC's decision, and she says she hopes the prison system will err on the side of allowing inmates to have more access to books, which she says helps them re-enter society after being released.
As a matter of policy, the banned books list, if it exists at all, should be very, very small.
Now, inmates will not only have access to The New Jim Crow, but it'll be part of the curriculum in some college classes they can take behind bars. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.